video. And now time to start the pod. Ready? Welcome back, everyone, to the Sports Shots Pod. I'm Isaiah. I'm here with Kyle. You know us as the most inconsistent podcasters on the internet. We have full-time jobs and we have life. So those are excuses as of now. But nothing changed with the podcast, as in segments. Kyle, what are you consuming today? Whether that be liquids or solids or even just air.
That could be a pause on the solids. You could have said herbs.
Solids going in, solids coming out, you know? That's how the system works.
Yeah, that is how the system works. I am drinking water because I have a new medicine that I will be starting later. So I'm going to be smart. I'm going to be smart with it somewhat.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, don't mix liquor or any alcohol.
Matter of fact, let me go ahead medicine. And do that because I think I got to go ride a forklift later.
Okay. I don't know if that was a metaphor or literal.
I mean, there is a construction site just drinking right outside my window.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Kyle moved. Yay. In a new place.
It would be nice.
More cozy. Yeah.
I got to say.
No, yeah.
These are some of the laziest Mexicans I've ever seen working here. I mean, they start before 7, but they gone before 3. And the roof isn't really done yet on the framing. Like, I feel like the ones in Texas would have had the whole... pretty much would have been doing the flooring right now inside after a week.
Oh, yeah. For sure, especially when it comes to structures in Texas, buildings... we get done quick. Now, when it comes to roads, that takes a while, especially in Texas.
You know, contracts.
It takes a long while. Yep.
It's a big business.
Exactly. Change orders, RFIs, you know.
Yeah, you're familiar with that.
All the nitty-gritty stuff.
Yeah,
well. I'm drinking just some Ultra. My mom came over yesterday, and her preferred beer choice is Ultra. So on the way home from work, I picked up some Ultra, and I'm just finishing the rest, as a man should. Say it again.
So look at you being a good son.
I know. But she came over to really see my son.
Oh yeah,
of course, her grandson.
Yeah, I mean, I knew.
So
I knew.
Yeah.
When you said she was coming over, I knew why. Wasn't for you.
Yep. Yeah. Anytime people visit now, it's just for the baby, you know? But it's okay. What do we have on here? So we took almost a month off.
It feels like it. Because I was looking at the notes. Was it really over a month? We gotta get these gears going.
No, it was technically only 2 weeks.
It feels
from the last time we recorded. If it's been, well, I mean, you've had a whole change of scenery almost. So,
yeah, man.
Talk about that.
Oh, wow.
Talk about the view.
Well, I mean, outside of that small little construction project outside, I wish I could have gotten, like, the second building where the trees is behind, but I'm happy just to be in. I'm perfectly fine with looking at an unfinished, what looks to be a school that's going to be... it's definitely not going to be ready in August. But, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with looking at that. Because beyond that, it is nothing but green pastures. I really do live out in the rural area now. There's cornfields on the way to my apartment. I didn't realize. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of how far I live out of the city now.
You said... There's my son yelling in the background.
With these
crystal clear microphones. Try to cut that out.
Why do you want to cut that
out? You said it's a school?
Well, there's definitely a little daycare that's on the other side of it that's already completed in use. So
gotcha.
I'm just assuming that it's going to be an extension to that. So at least I know after 4 o'clock, I won't be hearing any noises or sounds because, generally speaking, it looks like it's going, the way it looks, is going to be like an early development school. So they're going to be closed before 5. So I ain't got to worry about noise.
You know, this is kind of off topic, but I'm thinking about making 2 changes to the pod.
Everything we do is
one, off topic. That's true. One is playing soft background music as we talk. Like, so when there's that couple seconds of just pure silence, like there's something, you know? But like nothing that's going to overpower our voices, of course, but just soft background music. And then, you know how like Joe Rogan has Jamie? Just to look up crap for us.
The fact checker.
What if we... Yeah, what if we... Oh yeah, for sure. Okay. He's still there. Pretty sure the benefits are great. What if we get your sister to come into a couple of these and like she could be the person that looks us up and chime in every now and then. You know? That just means you can't talk shit about your sister now, right? Because she'll be there. Okay, all right. He just said it. I've said it to her face.
What's I about to say? Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. She'll be just correcting me.
As she should. No, I'm just kidding. Just an idea, but I think I am going to add the soft music. So if I, maybe it will be to this pod, because I'm really going to pay attention to editing in this pod.
You know what I've always been?
Because I didn't realize.
Finish your thought.
Good.
You didn't realize.
I just realized that when I heard the last episode on YouTube, you hear my baby boy clearly just like yelling in the background, like crystal clear. And it's like, oh,
I've been telling you when it happens. Like, how noticeable it was. I've been saying it first before you. You probably even think of saying it.
Yeah, but I, because like, I know we have these mics, but then like, I don't think it catches my son through 2 closed doors and like 80 feet away, but it does.
Or maybe your son has got some pipes on him.
Something. He has that right frequency in his voice where you can just hear him throughout the whole house.
No, you know, but one thought that I've been having was just having, like, the licensing issues, you know, just like instrumentals just playing in the background, you know? Kind of like if we was in a room together at the same time, we just had music going, you know, just some shit like that, you know? But just the instrumental of a song, not the actual.
I'm just saying some lo-fi shit, you know?
Anything like that.
Lo-fi
growing,
yeah, YouTube.
Anything like that. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, just something in the background soft, because I feel like most podcasts...
I mean, even when you listen to radio shows, you know, there's always music going on and off in the background.
Always.
It's not just the voices, so...
Right. Yeah. Because these mics are so crisp and so clear, when there's silence, it's silent. Man. Or you even hear, like, my AC in the background or something
in my old apartment always passing by.
Yeah.
Which
shit.
I
heard the wind.
I can assure that tinfoil ass building. I can assure you at this location, there are no sirens. I am off the road, surrounded by trees. As a matter of fact, I forgot to mention, that big land pasture out there, that's an Indian reservation. They ain't building over there. They ain't building on that. So pretty much all...
I had something pretty big happen in my local town.
What was that?
We have this hardware store that's been there before I was even born, for years. And my dad used to take me to this hardware store. Well, this morning it caught fire. and the whole building burned. I'm talking about like a big industrial, like hardware store building. And someone went on Facebook Live, of course, right? To record the fire from afar. The firefighters were on their way, but this hardware store also has guns because, of course, it's Texas, right? And the bullets were going off in the fire, and that just turns like into a whole different scenario.
You know? Yes, people, you can buy guns pretty much from the dollar store in Texas. I mean, it doesn't.
Oh matter. Yeah, you could buy them at Walmart. You could get your tires changed at Walmart and buy a gun.
You can buy. Yeah. You can get your oil changed. You can get
food,
your medicine, your Clorox.
Yeah, there's a pharmacy there. And eat at McDonald's.
And eat at McDonald's and buy ammunition at Walmart in Texas. And if you're in Louisiana, throw in liquor because they have a full fledged liquor store. And everyone.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh boy, you've never been to the Louisiana liquor stores.
I've never been to the east side. Yeah, I've been to the west side.
We got to. Yeah, you never have. We got to plan a trip to New Orleans together, just me and you.
Yeah, I think it'll still be halfway. Like, I think you'll travel a little bit more, but like just me traveling to Louisiana might be almost halfway.
Like, really, we both will be driving a full day, except that I will have a few extra hours to go besides you. Because
yes,
that's correct. How far down south in Texas you are to north. Because it's already
and that's how big Texas is.
Yeah, because from where I lived at, in Houston, it took about 5.5 hours, close to 6, to get into New Orleans. And that's because you're running in traffic in Baton Rouge. I mean, that's a given.
Wait, it took you 5.5 from Houston?
Yes.
To get to Louisiana?
New Orleans? 5.5 hours.
Kyle, it takes me, it's 6 hours just to get to Houston.
So, you're good. Yeah, no, for real. Oh
my God.
You're good 11, 12 hours.
Oh my God. I thought it was going to be like an 8-hour drive max.
Nah, dude.
It would take me 6 hours to get to Houston to like 2 hours to get to New Orleans.
No, man. It already takes you about 6.5 hours to get to, because it takes 4 to get from Corpus to Houston. So tack on from Harlingen.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So now once you get to Houston, now you got another 6.
Oh my God. What the hell? Yeah. But yeah, no, for sure. I didn't even taste that authentic Cajun food.
Don't worry, Christy. I won't get him in trouble. I'll get in trouble, but he won't, because I need someone to bail me out.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and move on to our first topic, yeah? That's a good little 13-minute life update.
Yep.
That's not the next first topic. Go ahead.
Had to
put it up on the video.
What you feeling like? You know, with an entire roster on the IL and still 5.5 games up in first place, what you're feeling like the last 2 months of the season?
For Astros, I feel good. We're 2 games away from first overall. And we're doing it with 6 starting pitchers hurt. McCullers just got on the IL. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't, but not surprised. I mean, guys are dropping like flies.
Yeah, McCullers on the IL.
Every day someone is going.
Our third baseman. Yeah, third baseman just got put on the IL.
That hurts.
I'm excited for, like, what's coming back, you know?
Are
they? Jared Benia is going to come back. I hope Javier Garcia, Spencer Arrigetti, or kind of likes to call him Spaghetti.
Jordan,
I hope he comes back. I hope Jordan comes back. I hope Esau comes back.
Like, Jordan ain't coming back.
I was talking to one of my buddies on Instagram. He's a huge baseball fan and even a bigger Astros fan. He said like the whole medical team should be fired.
Oh yeah,
and
sure.
I agree with him.
There's
no way.
Let's go back to when Correa with the broken ribs. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Last year, Tucker with the...
It's just, I don't understand how you could have this many injuries. And, you know, people, we're not over-exaggerating. Go watch a reel, go watch a quick YouTube video of how many starters are actually hurt. How many prospects are, how many different names I've heard this season that I've never heard of. You know, and but I won't lie, those different names are getting it done. You know? They're helping out. I'm not blaming the coaching staff, but I'm blaming the medical staff. But I just don't get how we have so many injuries, but by a miracle, we're first in the division and third in the AL.
That tells you how much the AL West sucks. And that tells you how much annoyed I am at what Seattle, at the shit Seattle was pulling this weekend, hitting our guys, and then trying to incite some shit like they always do. And I don't understand why they keep trying, them and the fan base. I mean, even when they make it to the playoffs, they can't win shit. And we made sure of that. So, like, that organization hasn't done jack squat in over 20 years, even longer. And they think they're there, but they're not. They're doing all this loud talking. We got literally the entire week. Fuck, it's not even Sugarland that we got playing for us. That's fucking Corpus. That's the Houston Hooks.
And we it is. We got a bunch of the double A guys in there,
and we still holding that lead. Same goes for the Rangers. Proves every day, every passing day. The further we get, the more it proves it was a fluke.
Yeah.
2023 would never happen again.
Are you surprised by the Brewers?
There.
The end now. Leaders.
There. I don't. I'm kind of surprised by a lot of stuff.
I think I'm more surprised with them than I am with the Tigers.
I'm surprised at the Braves.
That they suck. Yep. What?
The other way.
Yep. The Braves are. I'm more shocked about the Braves than I am with the Pirates, because the Braves got some talent.
I'm just frustrated with the Pirates, man. And I'm saying, just hurry up and trade Skeens, dude. He won that game yesterday. He pitched yesterday. They had to, because Detroit got shut out.
I don't know if he was the winning pitcher, though.
But, nah, they need to go ahead and trade him, because it's frustrating to see. How would you feel if you rocking an ERA around one and you can't win a game to save your life?
Yeah, it's frustrating. Because, he was the winning pitcher.
Okay, I figured.
Six Ks, six innings, three hits.
I mean, it shouldn't hurt. Thank God for the advanced metrics. And this is when I will say that, because it's going to be rare, because I don't like all of it. But there's more to tell the story besides wins and losses. Because if this was like 30, 40 years ago, they would have gone off wins and losses at contract time. But then it's like, hold up, wait a minute. There's better ways to actually look at the shit and to judge value. Remember that word value, because we're going to segue into that later in the pod. But, for Skeens, that has to be a heavy weight to carry on the shoulder. Kind of like Alcantara down in Miami. You know, same thing, won a Cy Young down there, but team and organization, although they kind of look like they're showing flashes that they could make some noise. They're still trailing, because I even texted that to you, that they could be a sleeper team. They could just come out of nowhere. But,
yeah, it's just the Central, the NL Central is so good right now. Every team but the Pirates have a positive record.
Same goes for the West.
So,
except for the Rockies.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the standings right now. The Diamondbacks are down one.
They'll be down 3 after,
so they just
after tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There you go. But they are a sneaky team. They could maybe sneak into a wild card, but it's gonna be tough, especially when it's coming down to the wire.
Yeah, especially when you got to jump other teams. But the expansion of the wild card is why you don't see any trades anymore until the very last day of the deadline, if at all. Because prior to them expanding the playoffs, you'd see teams already giving up. They already trade. There would have been some big trades that would have happened by now, but you don't see that anymore. Everyone thinks they're still in it. I mean, even a team like Arizona, sitting at 500 right now with a week to go in the deadline, they got to be sellers. Minnesota hadn't sold yet. They have to be. They have a lot of pieces that they can get back. And, you know, just go ahead, tank on the season. A team that should not sell, that sucks right now, is Washington. They're underperforming greatly.
They are. They have two all-stars in the team, but they just... Yeah. Overall, they just can't.
Yeah. So the definite sellers has to be Arizona, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. Who else?
The Pirates.
I already got them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, just those would be the ones at the top. You just skin them off and just see, you know, everyone just feed off the remains. The Astros, I think the Astros and Phillies are going to be the most aggressive.
In acquiring? Yes.
Astros, they better. Phillies, I say them.
They are.
They will. Because that's a closing window for them. And they've done nothing but regress since that World Series run that we stopped them in. Just reminding them.
4-2, baby. You're on average is 450 dead center.
That's when the game turned upside down, right?
It did. But anyway, let's go ahead and segue to our next. We'll call it NBA / WNBA to show some respect. Summer league's over, NBA. It's always exciting for hardcore NBA fans because you get to see, you know, your first round pick suit up a little bit. Cooper Flagg, Dana Harper, right, et cetera, et cetera.
I think Cooper on the plate. Dallas was like, all right, we've seen enough.
I think it was against Bronny James, too. Yeah. NBA wanted to push that.
Probably the most watched. So, I definitely didn't watch anymore after that.
I watched a couple Spurs Summer League games, but that was pretty much it. Just to watch Dana Harper, but he was limited on his first game, then played only two games after that, I think. I don't know, but. Yeah, I mean, that's really all you could say. Summer League is short. It's meant for, you know, the G Leaguers trying to make it and to get your rookies just in rhythm with the system. And that's pretty much all I could say on that. I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that.
Probably the only time Charlotte's going to win anything for a good while. And that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Even if they try to build around Ball, I don't see it happening. But anyway, let's move on to our favorite sport.
Do you hang a banner for that before we move on?
What was that?
Before you move on, do you hang a banner for that? Summer League champions.
Oh, probably in the locker room. I would, if I saw that banner in my arena, I would just be embarrassed, honestly. Very embarrassed. It's like a NFL team going undefeated in the preseason.
Damn. You know?
It's like, oh, we're winning. We're winning this season, you know. That's my value.
You're gonna cause a rabbit hole of looking up all the teams that went undefeated in preseason to go like 4-12 or some shit.
I think the Giants have gone undefeated. They went a couple years in a row. They went undefeated in preseason.
We know how that.
It was recently too. It wasn't like exactly. So, you know, maybe they should have played their second string or third string. Maybe they would have turned something around. But anyway, let's move on to mine and Kyle's favorite league in the whole country, the WNBA.
Dude, I actually thought you were about to segue to college football. Oh, shit, I'm fucked up.
Wow.
I was like, oh, okay, we're going to skip over.
Wow. He's like, all right, good. We're skipping WNBA. Finally. I just put them.
No, I kid you not. I kid you not. I seriously thought you was about to say college football. But yeah, go ahead, continue.
I mean, they had their All Star game this past weekend. That's where y'all could say they were wearing shirts that says "Pay us what we worth" or something like that. I don't know what exactly they said.
Yeah, something from a collective bargaining agreement meeting that was had. I mean,
yeah. I'll say this. I saw a clip from a podcast that had Shaq in it. And he didn't know how much a Jaw Wilson was making, right? She's making about $200,000 a year. He said she should be making about $10 million, right? And then he found out what Caitlin Clark is making, and she's making, you know, close to $75,000 a year. And he took off his glasses in disbelief, right? And then he said, you know, what needs to be done? He said they should lower the rim by 2 feet. And he was arguing with the podcast host back and forth, like, the only thing missing in the WNBA is dunking, right? Once you get dunking in there might be a difference. So they do it for volleyball. The men's net is higher than the women's, you know, so that it's not like it's not existent, right? The women's tees compared to the men's tees in golf are closer to the hole. It's not like it's already been done. It's just
softball field, a pride is thing, I guess. Than an actual baseball field.
A softball field is smaller than a baseball field. The ball is different. You know, it's not like it hasn't been done. You know, so.
So those meatballs will turn into
nuts. They'll argue against that to this day. Exactly. Imagine Angel Reese instead just doing a putback. You know how much better that would look instead of getting an offensive rebound and missing the layup.
So those guys that keeps cashing out on that bet whenever they put it in for her missing
the Angel Reese to miss her first shot.
Yeah, that means that they're gonna lose out now. Why hasn't whoever they're putting their bet on, like, you would think that they would have done something to put a stop to that, because these gambling sites don't want to be losing as much, but these guys, they keep winning every. I mean, it's hilarious. They win all the time.
Yeah,
which kind of speaks to Angel I agree. Reese and also,
like, there was a while I was on Jason Tatum for a while, and I always took the over, and he just kept hitting. They put the line the same thing every day, but it's like these companies make so much because drunk guys or random degenerates have a feeling. And they put a big bet because of a feeling, and that's where they get all their money.
Somebody said, "Jerry."
And they do it again. I know a guy personally that kept putting in money, I haven't put money in a so long time. I've just been recycling what I've profited. That's literally what I've been doing for the past 2 years, just recycling what I profited. Don't bet more than you could afford. That's the golden rule, right? And once you start winning, don't increase your bet. Just, you know, whatever. But these people make so much money because you know why they're making so much money? You never saw Prize Picks commercials back when they came out 4 years ago. And now it's everywhere because of how much money they're getting from these people. They're probably the biggest sports betting app.
You remember at least in the country. DraftKings and FanDuel went on that blitz like over a dozen years ago where it was just every commercial. Every single commercial. I mean, it was to the point to where I had to turn my TV off and just, and then,
I mean,
when it comes back on, just time it of when the game probably come back on. I was like, I can't take this anymore. Like this has to stop. Like this is harassment almost the way they was going about that. That was harassment.
And even the, what was I going to say? I already forgot what I was going to say. But, oh yeah, even the Jaguars assistant GM or financial manager putting millions of dollars in FanDuel for betting.
Shohei. You know,
we heard about that story a couple years ago. There you go, dude. People's in sports doing it. You know, that they're getting we so much really money.
Just swept that under the rug.
The WNBA? No.
Well, that too. Fuck, twice. Yeah,
we did. We did, bro. I don't know how we ended up here.
I'm because the guy's gambling on Angel Reese. Okay, back to it.
There you go, yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, that, you brought up a good point. It should lower the rim. It will definitely make a difference because, I mean, we can all agree.
Oh, for sure.
Miss layups is kind of hard to watch.
It's so difficult to watch. The alley-oop layups is hard to watch. That's what I'm like.
It turns into volleyball.
Yeah, have you ever seen that meme where people make like a straight face and it's a dog? Like,
and the dog is just quiet. Yeah, the dog is just like, just straight, just like
closed eyes looking.
I love that shit. That's
every time I see that, the alley-oop layup is just like, I make that face.
It's hard, man. It's hard. Like, I'd rather watch this this new softball league that's been coming out that I laughed at thinking about when you went to your wife saying how, hey, did you hear about this new league? Yeah, they played 3 games already.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I support you guys.
Hey, at least we heard about it, right?
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I'm not even updating the video, man. I'm slacking. Jesus, it's all right. Christ, man. But let's go on, move on to some our second favorite sport, college football.
Yeah, but I thought you was gonna go with.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead and lead us off for us. First in the lineup.
Yeah, there was something that I heard and came across that was pretty interesting. And it's not like, could it happen? Do you think a college team could be sold to a private equity firm?
I'm trying to buy one right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Are we getting to that point?
I hope not. I don't want to. Because of what it could start, you know?
Dude, that dam has already been broken. It's been shattered. There's no rules in this shit. This is the Wild West, and you got to pull arms from everywhere that you can. When you're competing with the likes of Texas and Georgia for recruits, because right now that's all it is UT and Georgia. I mean, I hate to say it, especially as a Cougar fan. Y'all better win. Winning championships is hard. Getting there is hard. We know. Okay, getting there is hard.
Y'all spending a lot of money. UT makes it run, man. We got the QB. We got a fast receiver. We got a running back coming back. We got the defense. We got the right coach.
Y'all spending a lot of money. But
we had like 3 first round picks go in the draft, NFL draft this past year.
Just replace it with a couple right. 5 stars from Georgia. And have Kirby Smart flipping shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Just get him some Lamborghini Uruses. Call it good.
I mean, I'd rather be in Austin than Athens, just if I was being real. So, you know, and I don't even care for the Longhorns, but if I was a player and I had to choose between the two, I'd probably go Austin all day. Sorry if it sounds biased being from Texas, but it is what it is. Boise State is exploring getting a PE firm for the school. Yeah.
They don't think they could make their money on their own? They don't.
When you got to compete left, they're like, with, look at the conference that they're in that just got disintegrated, that they're trying to rebuild.
Yeah.
And look at all the other schools that just, it's like, man, I'm trying to think of a comparison that's something that's fat that you keep feeding it. It's like, it's just some kind of beast, you know. It's
a pig.
That's one thing that you can use. Yeah. Yeah, go. Yeah, let's go with that. That's fine. That's what I think of you Longhorn fans. That piglet. Anyway. I'm just kidding. Yeah, Boise State, they have to. They set up an entity called BAGS. The Bronco Athletic Growth Solutions.
Okay.
And it's being ran through the, I'm reading a direct quote. It's being ran through the Athletic Department Foundation. They're basically trying to create new revenue streams by any means necessary. I mean, this, remember, this is the Wild Wild West out here. We're getting there, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think NIL had to start with all this stuff, and now it's a whole domino effect. And now we're seeing the next domino by the fall.
Yeah, a public institution is about to be controlled, at least with the athletic department, as far as the athletic department is concerned, is about to be controlled by a PE.
That's not fun. Hey, what's this funny story you have about this QB from BYU? What's his name?
I don't forgot his name again. Let's see.
He's played at BYU.
Yeah, I don't forgot
but his name. But now is that too late?
Jake Ratzliff? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so he faced a 7-game suspension for the honor code at BYU.
For the honor code.
Yeah.
Did he have sex before marriage?
Yep.
Is that what we're talking about here? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
It was like deuces.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So there was actually more to it because I believe the girl tried to sue him. I didn't look into that part. I was just... Yeah. She accused him of rape. Of course, he denied the allegation. It was consensual. Back chasing.
As usual.
Yeah, it was back chasing. Yeah. You know, typical college kids. You know, in this case, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but in this case, it was back chasing.
No, yeah. But in this case, yeah. when one isn't rich and the other one is...
Come on. You're a BYU, you're rich.
That's usually what happens. Yeah, someone's rich in your family.
Someone's rich in your family. If they ain't there on an athletic scholarship, that tuition getting paid somehow. So
yeah. They're just trying to get richer.
Yep, and this was one way. So it's just, I don't know. It's just, I'm not laughing at faith and religion like that. But we're 18-year-old kids. Isaiah, do you think you could have lasted at BYU?
I didn't even last in high school. I'm just
being honest, man. Like, I don't see how
they do it. No, it's tough.
That's why a lot of those kids be getting married, because I often wondered why when I was in high school.
You gotta give all those kids chastity belts.
Yeah. You watch a BYU game and like you always hear these players or like in their late 20s and early 30s married with kids, and I often wondered. You know, with you know, they go on these missionary trips and everything, then they come back and play. You know, of course, I'm like in high school trying to figure out where I imaginarily think that I'm going to play college football at. And then you come across that, it's like, oh no, crossing that school off the list. I ain't going to make it. I know me. Ain't going to work. Not going to work. You just got to be honest with yourself. 18-year-old us would not make it. I don't know how. And the other thing about him?
No.
Is that he's Jewish.
What? Oh, no.
He's Jewish. He's Jewish at a Mormon school.
Wow.
It's kind of odd.
I don't know if that's like, you know.
I mean, I don't know.
Is that, would you call that a double agent? A double spy? Is that what that is?
I don't know, man. I'm not an expert in this topic. I just find it funny.
I need you to, yeah. I'm gonna write a note down real quick. It's just,
yeah. I'm definitely not an expert on that. It's just hilarious to me. You know, they say, "Hey, we found out that you're having sex on campus, and we're gonna have to suspend you for 7 games." Oh, really? Watch this.
Trench reporter. Yeah, done. Thank you, NCAA. We heard you were doing the nasties. You are gone 2/3 of the season.
Isn't this the second time?
And he said, I am gone.
I am gone for real. This is like the second time we done talked about some crazy shit coming out of BYU.
Besides the bamboozlery from Zach Wilson, when he disguised how good he was or how bad he was by actually throwing darts in his pro day and going second overall, and the Jets doing Jets.
Yeah, well,
yeah, it's awesome. I would put this at the top of the list. He said no, because I will commit it again at Tulane.
Where I think if you don't do it, you get kicked out the school.
Shit, might be. You know?
But so that was that little funny snippet that I got. One more thing I want before we transition off. Just going back to the on the money side of it, there's a interesting little read that I came across where we're, let's say for instance, we was to sell some, because it's kind of going back to the PE firm and possibly taking over the Boise State Athletics. Imagine if these schools was up for sale and how much you think they would be worth.
Is it fair to argue that some of these would be more than an actual NFL team?
Oh. NFL? NBA? MLB? NHL?
Like, I could see UT going for more than the Carolina Panthers.
They're number one on this list. That for...
I know that. I don't have to ask. I have to agree.
From The Athletic, through the New York Times. Yeah, and this is based off a previous 3-year revenue stream, TV deals.
You know what?
Go ahead.
We're going to make a quiz out of this. All right. I'm going to try to guess the top five. Okay, so I got one. That's Texas, right?
How much? Oh, you don't know how much. I'll tell you. Well, what they have on here. You guess the school. I'll tell the price. Texas.
Okay, so, yeah.
Is a projected price of $2.3 billion.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Almost 2.4. It's funny how you said the Carolina Panthers. They sold in 2018 for almost 2.3.
I was right on.
You was right.
All occasions.
You was right and right.
Number two, I want to say Bama, but it can't be Bama because of Nick Saban's gone. So I'm gonna say Ohio State.
They're number three.
Damn it!
Ohio State.
Okay, that's not bad.
So let's talk about Ohio State. In the last 3 years, their football revenue averaged $116 million. When you combine that with, you know, the conference, the revenue sharing, the TV deals, the fact that they haven't had a losing season in the past 35 years, only one, they have a projected sale of $1.9 billion. So try to guess number two.
Damn, man. Is number two a Florida team?
I mean, Florida is on this list, but they're not. They're not.
Yeah, I know that.
They're not top 10. So who's number two?
Can you tell me the conference?
This should not be hard.
Okay, I'm going to guess it's either Big Ten or SEC, right? So let's go with that. I'm going to go Big Ten, and I'm going to say Penn State.
Wrong. Penn State. But since you Oregon? said Penn State, they're not top 10. They're number 11, actually.
Oh, my gosh. What about Oregon?
Oregon. Nope. We'll get to them. Oregon is number 14 on this list, just under $1 billion. You would think with Nike, the Nike brand would kind of help, but also winning the championship would help too.
Um, Okay. Well, okay. Oh, whoa. Come on. Number two is Georgia.
Thank you. That's why I'm like, it should not Come be on. Hard. 1.2
Georgia.
1.9 billion. They in the last 3 years they average over 147 million. They're second in revenue behind Texas. Only five losing seasons.
And third in car crashes. And
third in car crashes. Let's see. And then when you add the fact that Georgia is booming in population, they're only going to grow bigger.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So you got the top three. Texas, Georgia, Ohio okay. State. Now round out the top five. Who's number four?
Give me the conference for number four.
It's going to piss you off. That should be your hint.
What is it? Is it the ACC?
No. It's going to piss you off.
Is it the Big 12?
No.
It's not the Mountain West, is it?
No.
Pac-12.
It's going to piss you off because it should be a conference.
Oh my gosh, it's Notre Dame.
Number four. Oh my they have goodness. Their own TV deal with NBC that they just extended. So, it don't matter who they put on their schedule. They're getting paid. They're getting that TV money.
Okay, tell me number five has a conference.
Oh, you're going to love number five.
Michigan.
There you
Let's go.
Let's go. 1.83 billion.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got the top they... Five. Now, it is... It's... We put them at number five in terms of their worth because they play in the largest stadium. But...
Yeah.
We're
most winningest team.
Let's see.
It's a fact.
Five unranked seasons since 2013.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not saying... I mean...
What happened this past season? Title defense?
Three years ago, 2 years ago, they won a national title. I mean, we can't throw that out.
No, I didn't throw it out, but what happened in the title defense year?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going for most recent... championships, and out of the top five, Ohio State and Michigan have the most recent championships.
That's it. All right. You already got Alabama at That's number fair. Six.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's just round out the rest since you got the five. Seven is Oklahoma.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
They're kind of, they're getting their struggle. They're struggling getting their footing in with the SEC, so.
Even though Oklahoma has produced great quarterbacks or really good quarterbacks over the past few years,
yeah.
But I wouldn't have guessed top 10 in value.
Yep. Let's see if you can go 8, 9, 10 because you haven't even said these schools so in these positions. So who do you think would be number 8?
Can I know the conference at least with these? Give me conference number 8.
It pisses me off because conference realignment
LSU.
to the Big 10.
To the Big Ten. So they're in the Big Ten.
Conference realignment to the Big Ten at number 8. They have absolutely no business being there.
Well, I mean, Oregon then, right?
No. Remember, they're 14.
Oh.
We're still in the billions. We're still in the billies.
It's a team in the West then?
Think of a team that does not belong in the Big Ten that you will have no doubt guessing that will be worth over $1 billion.
USC.
There you go. 1.4.
Let's go.
Let's see. Let's see. They said in the last 3 years they averaged 71.3 million in terms of just football revenue. They're going to get bigger dollars by joining the Big Ten. Bigger conference, bigger buyout, better TV money, increased value. It's LA, it's the Coliseum, and it's the history of USC that keeps the valuation high.
Agreed. All right. Number nine, conference.
SEC.
Florida.
This team thinks that they're national champions, but they will trip over themselves every time. And no, it's not the local one. Because that would have been the first guess.
So, they think they're national championships?
But will trip over themselves all the time and it's not A&M, although it should be them.
Auburn.
No, I think they kind of know their place now. It's not them. They're high up on his list, but it's not them.
Say it again, I'm sorry. Okay. Is it LSU?
Auburn is high. No, it's not. They're 10. Might as well just go ahead and say that. But who's number 9?
LSU is 10?
No. Yeah, LSU is 10.
Okay. So
number 9.
We've already said Texas, Texas A&M. We said Oklahoma.
Well, Texas A&M.
Said LSU, said Georgia.
Yeah, Texas A&M, just for everyone to know, is 15.
Oh, is it Alabama?
We said Alabama at 6.
Oh, that's right.
So number 9.
Dang. It's an SEC team? Yeah.
And they think they're good, but they'll trip over themselves.
Ole Miss?
Nope.
Oh, fuck. I already had an SEC team.
That's too many. But this also shouldn't be hard.
There's a shitload.
Tell you what, they play in a stadium as big as Michigan.
As big as Michigan?
Yes. In the SEC.
Is it Arkansas?
Hell no.
I don't know.
I can't believe you. I can't believe this is hard for you.
Well, I mean, I'm naming SEC teams. It's not the Gamecocks.
No, it's not. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you. So you can...
Let's wait. Last guess.
All right.
Tennessee.
You're on the last life.
Did I get it?
Yeah, on your last life. You got it. Yeah, they average... They have a projected sale of $1.37 billion. And their football revenue in the last 3 years was $124.9 million.
Bro, what the hell? We're not talking about the school.
No, this is just football.
We're just talking about a sport that the school has.
One sport.
One sport.
All right.
One.
11 is Penn State.
That's crazy.
At $1.2 billion. They averaged over $109 million.
Who's, you know what? Just who's last on the list? How far does this list go?
It goes down to 30, I believe.
Who's 30?
TCU. 500.
They're just there because of where they are.
$523 million.
That's for worth.
That's how much they would sell for $523 million.
So then, SMU's up there then, obviously then. If TCU's there, then SMU has to be on there.
No, they're not top 30.
They're not? You're telling SMU? Me no. TCU's there and SMU's not? That's crazy. Ooh. It's the same area, practically.
Yeah, and it's richer than TCU.
It is. That's why I assume.
Let me see. Here's a surprise that's on here at 28th to me, and it probably would be an insult to the people here. Minnesota. They will sell at $562 million. Their football averaged over $80 million in the last 3 years, their revenue.
Yeah. I mean... I guess I don't know what to say about that. I don't agree. That's it. But
let's see.
You know,
Florida State, just because they're all the big Florida schools made it. Florida and Miami.
Okay, I was about to say if Florida State's in there, then Miami has to be in there.
Yeah, Florida State at 18, and Miami was 24.
What about the Gators?
Gators was 12. They would sell at
sense.
They would sell at $1.8 billion. The billion stopped.
That's crazy.
At even Auburn would sell for 1.6. And they haven't won a championship since. They haven't sniffed one since Cam. They're
exactly
just because of the
state. Their last greatest moment is that Iron Bowl game where they took the field goal back to win it.
You want to know their football revenue in the last 3 years? $118 million.
Combined the last 3 years?
At Auburn.
That's a lot still.
Oregon is at 14 at $990 million. And A&M, 15, $973. Washington, 16, $970. Nebraska is at $930. Florida State, 18, $867. Wisconsin, 19, $801 million. And Iowa at 20 at 709.
Damn.
Yeah. So these are hypothetical numbers, of course, but this is how much.
Anyway.
Oh, hold up. I didn't even see the list does continue. Okay, good. Where the fuck is Houston?
Oh, stop it. You're not going to see them on there.
My heart better not.
Their basketball team is probably more worth than their football team.
My heart better not be broken. My heart. Dude, I'm still...
It's going to be broken. Kyle, you're still scrolling, Kyle. So stop. Kyle, your heart's breaking. Stop it. You're still scrolling.
You want to know where the fuck we're at? Control F. Oh, my God.
69.
68! Oh!
I was so close. I'm on one today or something. I'm hitting the dark.
Bro. Houston's all the way at the bottom. Oh my God. This ain't.
Who's ahead of you? Tell me. Don't tell me Bryce is ahead of y'all.
No, Houston finished the list.
That's just a petty spot. That's what that is. That's just... I bet y'all are like one of the last Texas teams on there too.
Yeah, hold up. Alright, let's see.
I'm pretty sure Tech's on there. Pretty sure SMU. Imagine SMU El Paso's on there. Or like UTEP.
SMU is 63.
That's crazy.
Where's Texas? Baylor is 55.
Oh my gosh, Baylor's in front of you? Don't tell me UTEP is ahead of y'all, guys.
Shut up. Texas Don't Tech. Tell me UTEP's Texas ahead. Tech 33.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, okay. if you didn't
no,
see UTEP.
No, yeah. No Rice, no UTEP, no UTSA, there no...
Oh, well, I mean, UTSA
is... No North Texas.
That too, that's true.
Alright. That's... Oh, yeah. Gosh, man, they had to put us way at the bottom like that. At least we're on the list.
Well. Yeah, that's true. We're nearing the hour mark. I'm good with capping it off here if you are.
Yeah, I kind of want to end on that. You know, I was waiting to see at least maybe it go up to 100. They said, nah, let's just go ahead and end it here.
Right at Houston. They got tired of it.
Nah, we're the only school that's not in the triple digits.
Ouch.
Fucking Cincinnati will sell for 106.
Sucker. Thank you everyone for listening to this Push Shot Spot. We're gonna end it on Kyle raging on him venting about how cheap his school is. I just wanna let you know Texas.
Hold on. You wanna talk about being cheap.
Thank you everybody for listening.
How about the Big 12 saying no?